You're listening to episode number 1841 of the Who Cares News for Friday, October 23rd, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing today? It's Friday.
It's Friday, y'all.
Gotta love that, man. Friday, Friday, Friday.
My time off is going way too fast.
How much more time do you have?
1 week.
How you feeling? You feeling all right?
Better.
You feeling okay? All right, good.
Yeah, getting right there.
On. You're able to, move around?
Yeah.
Can you twist without hurting?
Not supposed to twist. No, nothing lifting
no
over
twisting,
10 pounds.
No turning, no dancing.
No dancing.
At the tango or nothing like that?
No.
Dun, dun.
Not that I could anyway, but oh, and no exercise.
You got to pass. Look at that. It's Friday morning. We're going to some fun facts, random facts, as a matter of fact. They may not be fun. They're fun to me, but anyway. You know, the founder of Jersey Mike's Subs isn't named Mike.
No?
He's named Peter. He worked at a shop called Mike's Subs in New Jersey when he was in high school, so he decided to buy it and franchise it. So that's why.
Well, I guess saying Jersey Peter. Jersey Pete's.
Jersey Pete's. That would have been okay.
That would have been okay. Yeah. Jersey Peter.
I don't know.
No.
But Pete sounds like a pirate to me. I'm just saying. It does. Holy Roman Empire wasn't dissolved until 1806. Wow. Huh. Which means there were three decades where both the Holy Roman Empire and the United States were both in existence.
Weird.
I didn't know that. Should check my history books. Nah.
Yeah.
There's a difference between a crevice and a crevasse. A crevice is a small crack. A crevasse is a huge crack.
It's a huge one, yes.
Huge crack. I didn't know that either. So there you go. And here's something that's going to make you want to throw up your breakfast. A chimp's poop throwing ability is actually a sign of intelligence. The more accurately the chimp throws his feces, the stronger his brain.
Wow.
Wow. And I bring that up because it's World Series night tonight. And Walker Buehler is on the mound. So hopefully when he throws his fastball that day, he said.
That it's not
got
poop.
A stronger brain. No, well, no, that is not poop either. It is time for the Who Cares News. And in honor last night of the debate where they muted the speakers when they spoke too long, we may be doing that this morning.
Oh, good grief.
So to beware, be aware.
I can mute you?
It's not, well, yeah, maybe. You should have probably already done that. All right, it's time for the Who Cares News. All right, I'm on mute. I can tell I'm on mute already. Thanks a lot. It's your turn. Go ahead.
Amber Rose is speaking out about her ex-boyfriend, Kanye West. And she says she's been bullied by him for a decade.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. So Amber says that he has picked on her and bullied her for 10 years.
Wow.
See, she knows what a decade is. She claims that at one of his recent campaign appearances, he's doing campaign appearances, he apparently called her a prostitute.
Why? I bet you he didn't use the prostitute word. I really think he probably used the H word. Can we say that on the radio?
A hoe?
A garden hoe? You know, like
road
you get
hoe,
down
long
to the,
road a hoe?
Where you, get, where you, get, you can get a long or short-handled hoe. At the Home Depot.
We're just hoe.
Yeah, it's not going. It's not going anywhere, is it?
Mute.
I'm on mute. Go ahead. Finish up.
She says that he should just leave her alone. And that she realizes he's a big part of why she's famous, but she's tired of being asked about the relationship. So she adds that surprisingly.
Isn't he the only reason she's famous?
I would think so.
I mean, what has she done? Amber Rose. Google that. We were doing What's Your Last Google this morning on the show.
I don't want that to be my last Google.
I'll take the hit because I already told everybody what my last Google was before the show started.
What was it? Halle Berry?
No. It was Cottonelle Flushable Wipes Recall. And I'm not going to tell you what I was doing when I Googled it either. Not Amber Rose.
Oh.
Hang on. I'll put myself on mute. You go right ahead.
Now, surprisingly, I mean, this will shock all of us. She says that Kanye's a narcissist. Gasp.
She's a model. I looked her up. She's 37. She's probably not modeling much anymore. 10 years ago, she was probably modeling. She is married, though. She's married to Wiz Khalifa. So there you go. Yeah.
They were together for 2 years.
They were together for 2 years?
Yeah. Wow. So Amber Rose versus Kim. I mean, it is kind of a different thing.
I don't think Amber has as much augmentation.
Nobody has as much augmentation.
Well, there you go. Let me put myself on mute.
I'll do that. How's that?
Hey, Mattel has designed... This is kind of cool. Mattel has designed a new Barbie modeled after Elton John.
Yeah, I heard about this. Yeah. I actually seen a picture of it.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. They say
Look, it's a Barbie doll that they put Elton John clothes on.
Okay.
So it's like, you know, Barbie's in drag or Elton's in drag. I don't know which way it goes. I'm confused.
But this was back in the old Elton John days.
Right. When, you know.
Nods to his iconic style.
Yeah.
It includes rainbow striped platform boots.
Oh, I remember
those. A purple bowler hat.
I remember
and
that.
And sparkly pink tinted sunglasses.
No, of course he had sunglasses everywhere he went. Yeah.
Yes.
Still does, actually, but they're a little toned down.
Now, why are they doing this?
Why are they doing this?
It's being released to coincide with the 45-year anniversary of Elton's record-breaking concert at Dodger Stadium in 1975.
Ah, now, you know, I happen to know a little bit about Elton John. That was, at the time, the biggest, most attended concert in history was the concert at Dodger Stadium at the time. Even more than the Beatles.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, they didn't have as many seats for the Beatles then. It was 10 years earlier when the Beatles were there. But yeah, that was huge.
Huge.
Huge. Huge. Wow. So he's got his own Barbie.
Well, if you want one, comes with a complete bedazzled collectible box with a doll stand, and it retails for $50.
Of course it does. Of course it
$50.
Does. $50. Available at Walmart. All right. Well, that's cool. Elton, good for you. You got your own doll. And with Elton John, I mean, it makes sense that it's a Barbie doll and not an action figure.
I get it. Okay.
See what I'm getting at? It wasn't funny.
However.
I'll be over here muted.
However.
Yeah.
It should have been Ken.
It should have been Ken? A Ken doll?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? They probably asked him. He said, no, I'd rather be Barbie. I get it. No, I get it. I get it. I get it. Now, you know who would have an action figure? Who should have an action figure is Halle Berry.
You'd buy it.
Oh, man. I'd buy
it. You would pose that.
I would buy the accessories. I would, play action figure all day long with that thing.
You would.
A little scary individual. I'll just.
You are.
I'll just be over here on mute. Anyway, finish up. Have a great weekend. See you Monday, Ann.
That's all the news you get careless about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.